Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there, and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Mino Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Trayvon Edwards, John Gervais, Jason Madison. Got a great show for you guys today. But first, patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you go to get the extra content. Get those Cinephobe watch-alongs, the rewatchingtons. Get those Cinephobe special edition episodes. Get the OG podcast, new and improved. You've got Waz and Zach on Wednesdays, the Zosny podcast. You've got Trey and Tom on Mondays, the Coming Home podcast. You talk basketball, we talk culture, we talk life. You don't want to miss it. It's all the makings of a great true hoop style podcast. We've been in it. You get special guests like myself coming up. Everyone's on it. Don't miss out on that. The watch-alongs on NBA games, we're bringing those back. We're going to be watching some of the early game, some of the late game. Make sure you're locked in for all of that and so much more. The Discord, I can't forget about that. Patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're getting it. All right. Speaking of 10 episodes and less than 10 episodes, 6 episodes, whatever, allow me to be the first to say, new True Detective is basura.
I'm struggling, bro. Trash. I'm struggling through that shit.
It went from okay, let's see where this goes to, all right, so it's not as good as the other three, but like, okay with it, to like, what are y'all doing to, oh, fuck out of here. And then don't even let me start it. I read the article where the dude that created True Detective, who this is the first season he ain't working on, he was like on Reddit talking about like,
hey, it ain't me, dog.
That ain't me. It ain't me.
Is an ass episode because I started watching this season, right? I never watched any of the other ones because I don't know what it was. Yeah, I never did. I just was like, I'll watch this season.
Watch that.
I never did.
Woody Harrelson season, bro. That's one of the best seasons.
That's
of TV.
Like, that's your lane, Jerv. You want?
I am gonna go back and watch one.
I think one and three are good, bro.
Dog, I think two. Like, even everyone two hates
fire.
On two.
Even
two was Vince Vaughn.
My nigga Jason. Yeah,
two is Vince Jason.
Yes. Two's fire. Yes. People shit on it because it wasn't one.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it came after one. People shat on it.
Also, I think y'all love Vince Vaughn.
I do. I'm a self-proclaimed Vince Vaughn lover.
So it's like a lean. Like, it's not trash, but it ain't like
it ain't,
I could
the
do
same
without
vibe
it.
As the first
I could do
season,
without
but
it.
I like,
you know
that
what I'm saying?
It was such a
like switch for me, because I was like, one, I was like, oh shit, this is good. Yeah. Two, I'm like, okay, this is different. I'm here for it. Three, I'm like, okay, I'm back. Four, I'm like, my nigga, I'm still.
Let me tell y'all.
So you watch it, Trey?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay.
Reluctantly, I'll tell y'all what is fire, and I didn't want it to be fire, but I watched it and I was like, God damn, this shit is motherfucking heat. That new Mr. and Mrs. Smith. I know. Niggas don't want to roll.
Hold on.
But
yeah. Let me get my Uber Eats. Uber Eats ready. Get that some meal rolls.
I'm telling you, I'm here to tell you, I'm here to proclaim it. I was fighting it tooth and nail with every fiber of my being. But I was watching that shit and I was like, God damn, this nigga made this shit fucking fire. The chicken there is dope too. Like, I didn't know she was a good actress like that. Maya Erskine, she's really good. If y'all get a chance, check that
I'm going to tell you, you know how sometimes Twitter can ruin some shit for you? Not by like a spoiler, but just ruin. I saw someone tweet like, I'm 10 minutes into the Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and this is already better than the one with Brad Pitt in it. I'm like, fuck out of here, bro.
I wouldn't go that far.
Get the fuck out of here.
I wouldn't go
stupid
that far.
Stupid ass Twitter people.
It's a different vibe, though. And it's good that they put it in a different vibe. Like, the Brad Pitt and Angelina one is very, you know, popcorn movie, like
action movie,
you know what I'm saying? Whole thing. This is just, you know, some more TV show, but it's a little bit more couched in like seriousness and like reality, more so. But it's just well done, you know what I'm saying? It's written well, it's shot well. Ron Perlman has, you know, guest star, John Turturro's in it. Like, they got good motherfuckers like popping up throughout the season. I'm telling you, Amin, I know you don't, you're not trying to roll, but it's hard.
We got to just stop trying to convince people, man.
sometimes it's true. There's been shit I shat on, and then I gave it a try, and I'm like, I didn't know you had that in your bag. Like, that.
I just know you, though. I just think he gonna hold on to the hate, and that's okay. I respect it. I just think that, listen, because of who's attached to it, the hate is just gonna be consistent. You gotta respect the hate. You gotta
Shout
respect the hate. It's gonna be be some backlash.
Y'all,
it's like me and Bron relationship, bro.
Hold on. Y'all act like I don't be appreciating good shows, even if it has people that I don't like in it. I liked Atlanta. Well, up until they decided to do a different TV show.
And I actually liked the last one.
The last one was good. The season before was the tricky one.
The one where it's like every other episode. Oh, but it's like, not Atlanta.
No, but you got to understand, Jason. That shit got to be perfect to like ride it through. Because like, if not, if not,
Trey, so over that shit.
Trey was so disgusted.
You childish people. This is why I don't. This is why I don't converse with you. With you, niggers.
I got the picture. I seen the Paul's Cafe this morning, and I was like, "This is the most New York shit ever." It was the Paul's Cafe in Lower East Side.
Nah, that's not New York. That's someone. That's not New York. Because that's a lame ass fucking concept for a fucking.
I don't think they were trying to do that, but it was just called the Paul's Cafe.
By accident.
By accident, I don't think they know what they did, but I think it was still cool. So we're in Black History Month. It is the month of February. We have 29 days. It's a leap year. Last time we had a leap year, we had a shitty ass year. So hopefully let's not repeat that. We do have a lot of repeated things going on. Niners Chiefs Super Bowl. We seen something in March that we don't hopefully never have to see again. I mean, but it's here and
COVID making a comeback.
And elections, you know what I mean? So, but to get back on topic, white people are at it again. And when I mean white people, I mean white media.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
A cutting technique has surfaced on a cover story as the Travis Kelce, but as Black people have invented the fade. A fade. And what is a fade for our listeners who might not be Black? A cutting technique that takes
white people get fades too. That's just what I, even for white people in like dog man, like fucking what?
To an extent. You know, yeah, they do.
Paul Roy had a fade.
Who?
Paul Roy didn't have a fade.
No,
but it's a certain subsection of white.
No, but here's the thing. The reason why he got it with a special blend. He know who to go to. His barber for sure Black. So all I'm saying is here's the thing, I'm not saying that white people don't know what a fade is, but we also have to pretend no one knows anything. That's always the thing, because we do get the random shit like, hey, man, I didn't know.
But whites don't know. Like, by and large, it's funny. So part of the Uber shit, I had a white dude in my car talking about getting a haircut with his other white homie, and he didn't know where to get a haircut. And the one white dude was like, yeah, man, like Puerto Rican dudes, they're the best barbers. I go to whatever the dude's name was. And it was just funny hearing them talk about haircuts, because I realized like white men live in a whole other haircut society than we do.
Great clips.
Supercuts. Yeah. Supercuts, you know
what I mean?
Supercuts is crazy.
The cut is no more than $30, bro.
The funniest thing was I saw a commercial for one of them spots. I don't remember which one. And it was like, still getting your hair cut at the da-da-da. You got to come down to Supercuts or whatever, where we have the game on. And I'm like, that's y'all just now got.
Y'all just getting the game on?
Because you got to understand, they only there for the appointment and the real do of it. Like, hey, in and out. But back to the subject. A cutting technique that tapers the hair so it eventually fades into the skin. Yes, I'm sorry. We had to get the
definition. I swear to God. I'm not even talking about Black people. White people know what that shit is. Hold on.
Listen. We got more white listeners than Black listeners. We got more white listeners than Black listeners. The motherfuckers learn everything. We be teaching them everything. The do's and don'ts. We done saved so many lives over these past 7 years. You have no clue the DMs I get. And I really be responding to these motherfuckers. But we got a Christopher Columbus situation for a fucking haircut. I was on Reddit, knee deep in Reddit, right? Pause if need be. White guy here. What are the odds that my Black barber will beat my ass if I ask for the Kelce the next time I get a haircut? For the record, I've been getting the Kelce for years.
But he hasn't been calling it Kelce. He's never called it the Kelce,
but he wants to fuck with his barber and call it.
I mean, it's a 0% chance. Like, they don't know that again.
It's a clipper stop.
But I'm just saying, nah, because that's part of the barbershop experience. Like, niggas have gone into the barbershop and been like, oh, give me the whoever. The Boosie fade.
I got the Grand Hill when I was a young boy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, don't act like that's not a part of the larger barbershop experience. Like, remember when Mohawks was in? Like, niggas would be like, yo, let me get the Diddy Mohawk or whatever. Whoever. Like niggas go and ask for niggas cuts. Come on now. We know that.
So going into a Black barbershop, asking for the Kelce is okay.
By the way, hasn't Kelce had a fade like his entire career?
He has
Super Bowl.
How are they just
it's Super Bowl?
This ain't even his first Super Bowl. It's not even his first Super Bowl.
No, but this is his first Super Bowl with Taylor Swift. It's a whole nother ball game, fam.
It's a new audience, bro. They new to it, bro. They don't know that nigga.
They might not know that that's called a fade. Keep it being with you. He said that little edge, bro.
But the funniest shit though, dog. When you really think about this shit, he been having that phase since he was fucking with Kayla. You feel me? Mm-hmm. For years.
Yeah.
But we didn't even. I seen the nastiness of niggas saying, oh, he a nigga. he invited to the cookout. All this shit, the whole nastiness, because he had a sister and he was doing them little dances.
He's a cool white boy, man.
No, yeah, he got.
I think he's. He's still allowed at the cookout.
Yeah, he's cool, man.
I'm not doing all that. All I'm saying is he has elite level code switch. He know how to.
I actually have a theory. I actually have a theory that Taylor Swift really wanted to fuck with a nigga.
So this is the closest thing that she can get.
She saw that. She was like, football player, fade, could dance. Sign me the fuck up.
Now watch when Taylor tries this fried chicken. It's going to be fucking amazing.
Oh, my God. when fucking the Swifties discover fried chicken, like.
Oh, my God.
You'll never believe this technique of cooking chicken. Like, what? What are you talking about, man? By the way, I see this on the rundown. He said, FLY said Taylor Swift gets a green light to remix Swag Surfing. And I said, no shit, Sherlock. Oh, should I have like the biggest artist in the world have to pay me fucking royalties and shit? Yeah, sure, why not? You fucking broke bitch. Don't say that shit ever out loud again.
In the, words of the best man, you need some money.
That shit about to be on all types of commercials and everything.
Hey, I ain't mad. Get y'all money, bro. Shameless plug.
Absolutely.
You ain't had to do it like that.
Yeah, like you know, little too obvious. Nigga, just this nigga like, hey, I tell you want a remix? What? Well, shut up, nigga, man.
Just wait till Microsoft call y'all for the Super Bowl commercial. Like, y'all don't even got to put
it
out
there.
If
they was smart, they would jump on a mini tour.
Right now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Midwest. Just hit the Midwest.
Just like a mini circuit, literally chilling circuit, and perform the song like "Whoop, There It Is," and get they shit back, right? And then because Taylor Swift, first of all, I didn't even know it was one nigga that could actually speak for them. I don't know what them niggas look like.
The ice cream commercial. That's what I'm saying. They just need the one little commercial spot. That's the bag.
You know what they need?
I'll bring them niggas back if they really want a bag.
Look, I get that this guy has an ego and he wants to like, but if he really want to do something cool, like to like help somebody else out, but it would be a hit to his ego, Usher should bring them out.
Right. Hey, dude.
Usher should bring them out just to help them out, man.
That's a whole nother thing. Do they still like each other? Do they even speak?
Probably not.
Probably not. Somebody did something.
I'm typecasting here, but them niggas look like the kind that has some shit like that happening.
Like that shit. Niggas definitely haven't spoken years since that song came out, bro.
All right, let's wrap this shit up. All right, thank you again to Trey, to Jerv, to Jason. Thank you. You guys listening, remember patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're locked in. You get all the extra content like the new and improved OG podcast, like the Cinephobe watch alongs, the Cinephobe special edition, the NBA game watch alongs. We're firing that back up as well. Make sure you're locked in to all of that. Till next time, stay black, motherfuckers.